Nolte, Washington Post gins up anti-cop hate by labeling replica gun a toy. By John Nolte on May 6, 2021. The far-left Washington Post, a fake news outlet that deliberately spreads conspiracy theories and disinformation, is once again looking to gin up hate against police officers, this time by labeling a replica gun a toy gun. Per the Superb Real Clear Investigations, the Post keeps a tally, a database of police shootings. I don't link fake news, that includes a short description of the circumstances involved. Here is how the liars at the Post deliberately misled its readers about Edgar Luis Tirado, whom police shot and killed in April. A 28-year-old Hispanic man with a toy weapon. That's it. That's all the information given, and it's an incendiary, bald-faced lie. The implication is obvious: non-white guy holding toy gun murdered by racist cops. What do you see in your mind's eye when you picture a toy gun? You see the color orange, at the very least an orange tip on the end of the barrel. Something no one could possibly not see, not even racist police officers hunting brown people. Well, here's the truth of what happened, per Real Clear. The bipolar Tirado went on a crime spree, starting on 1 April morning with an armed robbery at a small market. When employees tried to stop him, he whipped out a black revolver that backed them off. Later that afternoon, he was seen in a school parking lot using the gun to attempt a carjacking. When police caught up with him half an hour later, Real Clear reports, he reached for the gun, which he had in the back of his pants, and leveled it at officers. The police held their fire, and Tirado fled. That wasn't the end of it. Half an hour later, the man robbed a CVS drugstore, threatening the store manager with his pistol. When the police next caught up with Tirado, he ran across multiple lanes of traffic, dodging cars and leaping over concrete barriers before turning and again aiming his revolver at police. This time, officers shot and killed him. So how did Tirado fool all these people, rob and terrorize them, with a toy gun? Well, it wasn't a toy gun. It was a replica gun, which is a very different thing. A toy gun is deliberately manufactured in a way that ensures no one can mistake it for a real gun. A replica gun is the exact opposite, deliberately manufactured to look like a real gun. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia laid this all out at a press conference. Tirado was brandishing a replica handgun. A fake, he said, that looked exactly like a revolver. Real Clear adds, it wasn't just police who thought Tirado had a real revolver. The grocery and drugstore employees who found themselves on the business end of Tirado's fake gun believed it to be the real deal. Real Clear points out that a Wire report about the shooting used the term replica handgun, but the Post still chose to deliberately mislead its readers with the term toy gun, and when Real Clear asked the Post for an explanation, the serial liars did not respond. Do we even need to ask why the Post would do this? We all know why. The Post is a propaganda outlet devoted to ginning up racial division and the domestic terrorism meted out by the Democrat Party's brown shirts in Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Therefore, any fact that can be spun or skewed in a way that supports the lie that systemic racism is alive and well in America and that police officers are hunting and killing racial minorities, will be spun and skewed. The Post wants racial division and is willing to blatantly lie to its readers to make it a reality. The Post wants riots and looting and is willing to use lies to fuel hate and resentment. Luckily, all this violence and resentment occurs only in cities populated and governed by Democrats, so who really cares? I don't. You get what you vote for, and Democrats obviously enjoy riots and racial tensions premised on lies. Anyway, the good news is this. If police officers really were hunting racial minorities, the Post wouldn't have to lie about it. There would be plenty of actual occurrences and therefore no reason to cook the books.